Good morning and welcome to Light Mennonite Fellowship here this morning. Just want to clarify that this is a devotional time, not a preaching time, and here's why. During the events of this past week, I had the opportunity to talk to the lead supervisor for Peckway Township. And as we were talking there a little bit, I just happened to say to him that, you know, our church is planning to move into what was I know as the old Grand Rental Station building. And he looked at Chris right away and said, "Is he preaching?" She said, "No." He said, "Well, then I'm all for it." Based on the adult lesson here anyway, the title of the lesson today is Fellow Helpers to the Truth. The lesson aimed to understand that all people have the same sin problem and need the same solution, Jesus Christ. Can you remember a time you had to confront someone and correct them? Or have you been confronted by someone? Which side of that confrontation were you on? And how did it go? Most of us look at confrontation as a necessary evil, sort of like spinach, maybe, or broccoli. I had that opportunity this week, too, by the way. And, I had gotten tried to do the right thing, got a cream of spinach soup, and it came out, it was like 95% spinach and 5% cream, and it was one of those that you had to look at it and say, am I going to swallow this or not? But the boss was there, so I did. But that's sometimes how we look at confrontation, is it's something that we want to avoid and stay away from. And we get that thought, so let it be over with as soon as possible, and maybe we can get through it unscathed. The problem is that view of confrontation does not fit with the heart of God and does not work in real life. For devotions this morning, I wanted to read Ephesians 4, 1 to 15. This passage speaks about how to accomplish true ministry, and it's thought of as the ultimate ministry tool. But this passage shows us that confrontation or speaking the truth must be done in love. Ephesians 4, 1 to 15. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy in the vocation which you were called, with all lowliness, meekness, with longsuffering and forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. But unto every one that is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, and led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descend first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descendeth into the same also ascendeth up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And to some he gave apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we come together in unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth may know more children, be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness there whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ. The reason I chose that passage is we look at the setting in this morning's lesson with Peter and Paul. You know, I look at that, and I don't want to steal the teacher's thunder here, but I look at that, and I think that they were gifted differently, and I think that's why some of this confrontation came up. In ministry, it is all about helping people to grow towards Christ-like character, and every person is supremely sinful. Then what would ministry be about most of the time? basically it's confrontation. In other words, as we're trying to help edify each other and help grow, there is going to be confrontation. And that's, again, a glimpse of the Sunday school lesson there. Back to my spinach. But then if we look at confrontation as a bad-tasting vegetable like spinach, then it is clear that we will be disliking the very essence of ministry. So my point there is, instead of looking at confrontation as something to shy away from and stay away from, we need to understand that it is going to be part of the Christian life, and we need to not necessarily embrace confrontation, but we need to know how to handle it, so therefore we can grow together. A little bit about understanding Galatia. I did a little research there, because this is the first lesson in the book of Galatians. Last week was Ephesians and such, but Galatia was a huge part, province of the Roman Empire. It extended almost from coast to coast through the mountain and plain of what is now known as Turkey. And that's the area where Paul had planted several churches. So I just want to lay that background. The date of this is probably about 47 AD, shortly before the Committee of Inquiry met in Jerusalem to resolve the issue, which is talked about in Acts 15, that we're discussing in today's lesson. Reflecting on this type of situation will help you understand the setting of today's Sunday school lesson. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning thanking you that we have this opportunity to meet in this way. We just pray for the Sunday school teachers and the preparations that they have made for this time, and that they would be able to share their thoughts, and that we would all be able to learn and take something away from that. Thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.